Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6 weeks from today, Jerry Palm will know the outcome of college football games of true merit. It's 6 weeks. Do you have anything planned over the next few weeks to just decompress? Because college football season's here, Jerry.
No, I mean, I've actually spent the last few weeks decompressing, so
okay.
I'm geared up for it. I'm ready now.
You are all ready to go, and I'm glad to hear that because we need answers. I mean, honestly, on some of these things. First of all, can I ask you this? Is the Hugh Freeze story about Ole Miss and his story personally, how much did that just shock you? That a guy keeps
saying at this point is shocking anymore. About
the guy kept like, the guy kept saying though, come after me. The guy kept saying, come after me. If you've got dirt on me, come after me. He kept challenging people to come after him, and they had dirt on him.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I guess he didn't think they'd find it.
Yes,
they'd bring it out. Must have felt invincible in some way since all of the other stuff hadn't cost him his job yet. I don't know. But the surprising thing to me, if any of this is surprising, is that it took this long. It took one more thing.
And Houston Nutt being the one that really brought him down, there had to be some personal satisfaction in that for Houston Nutt. But yeah, honestly, I mean, that's a crazy story.
Yep, it is. I don't know that you could make it up. You know, I think this is along the lines of truth is stranger than fiction. But Houston Nutt, you know, suing the school.
And in the investigation of that, they end up finding this stuff on more stuff on Hugh Freeze. It is
crazy, and I think Ole Miss is in for a spot of trouble with that football program in terms of being competitive for a while. And you know, even this year was, you know, questionable. It's such a tough division with Alabama and LSU and Auburn up there. You know, you're always trying to crack that group, and it's tough to be competitive in that division, and when your program's in turmoil, it's almost impossible.
Jared, do you believe Alabama is at risk in the SEC West? And more importantly, who could come out of the East, and could any of the teams that come out of the East potentially challenge them?
Well, I think you're always at some level of risk, right? Alabama has been, like, my preseason number one and will be again this year for, gosh, 5-6 years. Because they had the best talent and the best coach. That's no different this year. It doesn't mean they're going to win every year. But they're the favorite. They should be the favorite. But it's not going to be easy. There are certainly teams in their division that can challenge them. Florida and Georgia in the other division could, you know, put up a fight in a championship game maybe. But Alabama is probably going to be favored every time they take the field. And they're going to get a really good challenge right off the bat with Florida State, another top five team. In fact, maybe even a national championship preview game in the first week of the season. So you're never safe when you're the target.
Jerry Palm joining us, CBS Sports, as we get ready for the college football season. In Michigan has had a real rebirth under Jim Harbaugh. But now, is Michigan going to have a little bit of a step back? I mean, everybody is just on Team Ohio State. I'm even hearing some buzz for Wisconsin. How does the Big Ten look? I know you understand that part of the country really well.
Well, Ohio State is the favorite, and for the same reason that Alabama is the favorite in the SEC every year, Ohio State is the favorite in the Big Ten pretty much every year. Michigan, I think, is an unfavorable schedule this year, but they've lost some players, but they're still going to be pretty good. But the challenger to Ohio State looks like might be Penn State, you know, last year's champion of the league. Is back to defend their title. We've got a great quarterback and Trace McSorley, Heisman candidate, and Barkley at running back. So, Penn State is going to be pretty formidable, especially offensively. So, Ohio State is going to have their challenges. I think they're more likely to come from within the division than from the other division, but Ohio State is still the favorite in the Big Ten.
Tell me about USC and how much you're buying into Southern Cal.
Yeah, I like USC. I thought they finished the year really strong last year. Sam Darnold is a Heisman candidate at quarterback. I think the battle with Washington, you know, I don't know off the top of my head if they meet in the regular season, but certainly those two look like heavy favorites in their division, and they're both going to be top 10 teams and could, I guess, conceivably even each be undefeated. If they don't play in the regular season, if they could be each undefeated in a Pac-12 championship game or have just one loss to each other from the regular season. So I think both of those teams are really strong.
Now, do you see anybody in the Big 12 that is even truly going to be in the national championship mix as we move forward?
Yeah, Oklahoma could. It's a different situation, though, because now Bob Stoops isn't there. You've had a late coaching change, and now you've got one of the youngest head coaches in all of Division One in Riley. So it's I think it's an interesting team to watch this year because they're very talented, and Baker Mayfield is a great player. They'll be favored in the Big 12, but Oklahoma State is good, and Texas is a team that's certainly going to be interesting to watch that hasn't quite played maybe to the level of their talent. It'll be interesting to see if Tom Herman can get them, you know, challenging already in the first season. I don't know about that, but yeah, it's I think Oklahoma's got the talent to do it, but I kind of wonder, you know, what this late shakeup in the coaching staff is going to do for that team.
Okay, tell me, there are some, and living in the South, there are some that are trying to tell me that Clemson is still being overrated. That they're being overrated based on that they've taken a distinct step back with Deshaun Watson leaving. Florida State, I'm still questioning if Florida State should be considered one of the top three or four best teams in the country. Am I wrong here?
Well, no, I think Florida State is going to be really good. I mean, they returned a lot from that team last year. It would make sense to expect Clemson to take a step back without Deshaun Watson, but they're not going to be bad. They've still got some pretty good players on that team on both sides of the ball. But obviously you lose a guy of that caliber. And I think they've got the number one recruited quarterback coming in, but that's asking a lot of a freshman to step up and right away lead that team back to a conference championship and potentially the playoffs. But Clemson, I think it's going to be challenging. Louisville, of course, with, you know, Lamar Jackson. I mean, you know, that's a team that's going to be really good too. And again, it's like that league, the SEC, the Big Ten, have all got one division that's really stacked where you could argue the three best teams are in one division. And that's true of the ACC as well. Although Miami, we may finally get the Florida State-Miami ACC championship game this year that the ACC thought about when they put these divisions together way back when Miami joined the league. And gosh, how long ago?
Yeah, they thought
they'd. 15 years.
They thought they'd have it every year. They thought that was going to be the rundown.
Yeah, that's why they set up the division that way, and it hasn't happened yet. Maybe this will finally be the year because Miami looks like a pretty good team also.
You sound decompressed. You sound ready to go, Jerry.
I feel like I am. I'm pretty much ready to go. I still have to do bowl projections at some point. I'm looking forward to getting into football now.
Can't wait to see it. Jerry, thanks for your work, and we'll look forward to catching up with you during the season.
All right, thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.